Federal prosecutors have issued a subpoena to the hospital chain HCA. The apparent reason is to obtain documents from Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist's sale of HCA stock. NPR's Peter Overby reports that the Securities and Exchange Commission is also interested in the transaction.
A surgeon as well as a senator, Frist made millions investing in HCA. The company was founded by his father and has become the country's largest hospital chain. When first elected 11 years ago, Frist put all of his investments in a blind trust. He points to that whenever critics question the prominent role he takes in shaping health care legislation, which often affects HCA. But in mid-June, Frist told the trustee of his blind trust to sell his HCA stock. He says it was to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest. But it happened when HCA executives and directors were also selling heavily. The stock was approaching its historic peak. Since then, with disappointing earnings, HCA has fallen more than 15%. Frist's office says he will provide information requested by both the Securities and Exchange Commission and federal prosecutors in New York. And today, HCA said it's been subpoenaed by the prosecutors, which it believes has to do with Frist's divestiture. Senate ethics rules are not strict. Frist could vote on health care policy even without putting his HCA stock in a blind trust. Washington ethics lawyer Jan Barron notes that Senate blind trusts don't have to be totally blind.
It's clear to me that Senator Frist was complying with the ethics rules of the Senate when instructing a trustee of the blind trust to sell his stock.
But former SEC counsel David Becker says that doesn't matter to agency investigators.
It just isn't a sufficient answer to the question of why did you tell the trustee to sell today as opposed to next week or as opposed to 6 months ago.
Frist is not seeking re-election next year, but he's thought to be eyeing a White House bid in 2008. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.